Welcome to the iPhone Basics class. We are here minus Cheryl, who is in transit today. She and Wayne are traveling, so I have offered to facilitate it. But Hank's here, and Hank's so much smarter than I am. So, Hank, thank you so much for coming and rescuing me because I'm clueless. And as always, Emma, this is your first time, so this is our opportunity to pass along things that we've discovered about the iPhone. And of course, if you have any questions, feel free to bring them to the table. And welcome, everybody. Before the event started, we were talking about how you either disable the phone ringer or mute the phone ringer or send a phone call to voicemail if you don't want to take it. So Hank was describing that. Hank, if you would just give us a replay on that description.
Sure. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the, I'm not sure what you call it here, the Apple class, our Apple phone class. So anyway, the little tidbit I had was if you get a phone call, say you can't answer it right away, or maybe you're in a doctor's office or in the waiting room and you want to step out of the room, you can hit either the up or down arrow and that will silence the ringer, but the phone will still keep on ringing so you can answer the call, as soon as you walk out the room, per se. Or if you don't want to answer it at all, you can hit the power button and that'll send it straight to voicemail as soon as you press the button. So it'll stop ringing and you can continue using your phone or whatever it is you want to do.
Thank you. Boy, that's certainly a good little tip to remember. Okay, so does anybody else have any particular questions?
I'm just kind of curious. Has anybody else noticed in iOS 18, they seem to have changed some of the terminology a little bit? I noticed they seem like they reworded some things that do the same thing, but they don't say it quite the same way anymore.
Unfortunately, I cannot speak to that because I still have the iPhone 8, so I'm stuck on iOS 16 at the moment, although sometime within the next month or so, I'm thinking of upgrading to the 16 Pro. It's about time. I've had this phone about 7 years now.
I have not upgraded to 18 yet, and good evening. Yeah, good afternoon, Chris Ann. It's evening somewhere, but not here.
Well, I've gone to 18, which is working that just absolutely fine, except I've noticed that it seems to me like they've changed some terminology a little bit, so you have to kind of think like, oh, that means this, and go ahead and do it.
And good afternoon, Chris Ann. Well, I've upgraded to 18, and I've been having a lot of problems with 17. So I noticed that it seems like a lot of the problems has gone away now. But a new one was created, of course. And there might be some other ones that I haven't noticed yet, but the one I use a lot is send a message by voice rather than text message. And I can't hardly say too much. It cuts me off and sends a message. Or wants to know if I want to send it. And that's quite irritating.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yes, I've updated to 18, and I know what you mean, Parker, about the terminology. The one thing that I've noticed is the ability to navigate. I do a couple of things where if you want something repeated where you could, or spelled, you know, you navigate by character or by word or by line. Now, the character and the word seem to work okay, but the line doesn't. So I do see that. And other than that, there's this live recognition thing that I've played around with. And it kind of acts like, I guess it's trying to act like seeing AI or the Be My Eyes, where you can set it for scene or text or people or whatever. I don't see that that's working real well. It'll start to tell you on the scene part what's around you, and then all of a sudden it just starts jabbering away and hallucinating and telling you all sorts of stuff that is not true for what's around you. They say you're supposed to be able to use that and even turn on like scene and maybe text at the same time. And I don't know if that means, or there's a door. I think door is one of the categories there. If you turned on door and text, and I haven't tried it, but I thought, oh, if you're walking down the hall and you're passing doors and they have room numbers, or would it tell you that? So there's a lot of stuff to play with on it. Some of it works and some of it doesn't.
Wow. Interesting. Now you have a 2020 SE, right?
No, I have a 13, just the plain 13.
Okay. Cause I haven't tried to update mine yet. I did the 17 update last week, but I haven't tried mine to see if it would go to 18 or not, because I was wondering if 18 was supported on the 2020.
I think for what I've heard, yes. All of the SEs, I'm pretty sure they said, you know, at least we'll get you 18. Now, of course, those of us that even me with the 13, when it goes down to 18.1 with all the AI features, we won't have that. You got to have the 15 Pro and Max and then the 16 Pro Max or something or other to get all that enhanced stuff. But what we've got so far is pretty good.
Yeah, that is correct. You should be able to get 18. I think we will get some of the new Siri AI, but very limited to the older phones. I mean, well, obviously I won't because I can't go to 18. But if you want all the features, you're going to have to get, I want to say at least the 15 Pro or any of the 16s. And I think the 16 Pro will give you even a little bit more. What exactly, I'm not sure. And isn't that identifier where it says door and stuff? I saw Jonathan Mosen do a demo of that once. I think it's under magnifier or something. And then you can walk around. It'll tell you where a door is. And you can turn on and off how much and how little it'll talk. One of the examples they use for that is if, say, you use your GPS, whatever it is, to walk to, you know, the local store or restaurant. When you get there, you can use the magnifier, or you take an Uber once you get out to find a door. Because, yeah, it'll tell you you reach your location, but it's like, now where do I go? So that's a nice thing to have. And some of it will need LiDAR, I believe. But I think they're getting better with the newer phones.
So to find the door thing, it's under magnifier?
I believe so. It's been quite a while since I heard that podcast by Jonathan Mosen. Identifier? Magnifier? I think it's magnifier. But there's a certain tab under magnifier, I believe. Don't quote me on that.
I won't quote you. I just hope to remember it.
Does Jonathan have a repository of all of his stuff? Because I know he's done a lot of different podcasts on different things. And it would be kind of fun to look through some of that.
To be honest, I'm not sure because I don't actually follow him. I should. I just catch different episodes here and there, whether it be through Facebook or a tech site or something. Or he used to always do it for Freedom Scientific, but he left them and now he does his own thing. To be honest, I'm not even sure what it's called. I think it's like Jonathan Mosen Says or something like that. And welcome. I think I heard somebody come in.
Hi, Becky. You can come over here and sit by me.
Hey, Becky. Welcome.
Hello, Becky.
Sorry I'm late, ladies. Thank you, and gentlemen.
Hey, Becky.
Do you have a note? No, I'm kidding. Hello, Becky. Welcome.
I was going to say that. Actually, I was going to say, wave the tardy slip this time. I had a question, and I don't know if anybody can address it or not. But ever since, gosh, I don't even know how long ago it's been. But I used to be able to summon Siri and ask her or him, I have him on mine, ask him to identify a song. And of course, if it was in the Apple library, it would identify the song just by listening to it. And it doesn't seem to do that anymore. And at one point, I had a thing on the screen someplace. It said, turn music recognition on or off. But I couldn't find it. And I'm wondering if anybody knows where that might be located in the settings.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, somebody had an answer. But from what I know, I think it's some of the newer phones. Although French Sherry, I think, has the 8. And they've run into that issue. I do not know what a fix is. Well, I do, actually. But from what I've been told is you have to download Shazam and use it that way, which is a pain. You have to open up Shazam to do it. But I think it's a problem with the newer phones. As far as music recognition, that might be another fix. I don't know where that is, but when you open up settings, you got the edit box right at the beginning there. You might try typing in music or recognition and see if that pulls up that setting.
Well, when I was fighting with 17, when it first came out, would not recognize songs anymore. It quit. But the last few updates in 17, it started working again. And I haven't tried it in 18. I'll have to give it a shot. But here last week or two, it's been working fine in 17.
Your Alexa device will also do that.
Yeah, if they're playing it, it will. But they won't. It won't recognize songs from an outside source, will it? Like if you're playing a song on your computer or something, or you know, you're streaming something online, you can't ask the A devices to recognize that, right? It has to be playing on it.
Yeah, you're probably right. I've not tried it outside of the device.
I believe so, because I have not done that in a long time. Like if I'm playing my stereo, I can't ask the A lady, what song is this? Otherwise it says, well, I'm not playing anything right now. Which I like with the phone. You could be, in a restaurant and, oh, I like this song that the restaurant's playing, and you can ask it what it is, or in the car or whatever. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I can remember being told that you could just play a song and Alexa would recognize it. It never worked for me, but that doesn't mean anything. So, because when we were talking about that, they said, well, you can just start singing the song and Alexa will tell you what it is. So, I guess they didn't know what they were talking about either. Or maybe things have changed.
Well, I just tested Siri with 18 and looked like it's broke. I brought up Ricky Nelson song on the A-Lady, asked it to name it. And it didn't even listen. He would say, listening. Well, it says, I don't know the name of the song. I ask it again. I don't know the name of the song. As soon as I ask it, it come back with that. So it didn't even listen to it.
Maybe try Shazam this song. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. And both the iPhone and the A-Lady will, I believe, because you said you could sing the song. I've done, what song has the lyrics, and then I'll give a couple lines. And it's not always correct, because, depending on the line you give it, it could come from several songs. I've never tried singing to it and seeing if it identifies it.
I don't sing to mine. I don't want to break it.
Well, I started to say, if I sing to it, I'm sure it would be terribly confused.
I tried to sing to mine. It says, you're supposed to sing.
It'd be funny if she came back with la, 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 not listening to you.
Exactly. Well, with mine, it would probably go back to the old, that does not compute.
Okay, now I just tried this with a radio station here on my A-Lady, and I asked my phone to tell me who's singing the song, and she did. The name of the song and the artist. So is that what we're talking about here? Because I was kind of playing around with my phone for a couple things here, and that's what I did.
Sounds to me like that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so the A-Lady's playing the song audibly, and then you asked your phone to identify the song that was coming out of the A-Lady speaker, correct? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. It doesn't work for everybody. It has broken for some people. And I'm not sure what the workaround is. Lamar was mentioning music recognition. She used to have a button for that. Usually in the control panel, I think people have had it. I wonder if you go into settings under control panel, control center, I think it is. If you can add it to your control center screen.
Yeah, you just upgraded to 18 too, and that's what I have. I think I'll reboot my phone and try it again, see if it works. Because that's what I did. I had to play a song on Bay Lady and ask Siri. So I will give it another shot.
And out of curiosity, because sometimes it's in how you say it. How did you ask for that song? I normally say, what is this or what song is this? And what is this even works for me. She would say, hang on, listening.
Okay, I don't have it set where I say, hey, Siri, or that I even say Siri. I just press the side button in, and I said, who's singing this song?
Okay, that might be a difference, because I've done it by, I think you came in afterwards. I have the iPhone 8, so sometimes I'll do the Hey Siri, sometimes I'll do just press the home button to activate her. For me, it works both ways, but for those people it doesn't work, you might have to push the button versus ask it, you know, say Hey Siri. I don't know. It might not work either way either. Or again, try a different, ask it how Chris said she did it. Who's singing this song? You know, the new, you know, newer phones, maybe. You got to ask it the right way, or she just doesn't know.
I used to say, what song is this?
Chris Ann, what model of phone do you have?
I have a 13, Susie.
Okay, well, you mentioned pressing the side button. So are you talking about the power button?
Yeah, because I don't have a home button. So, yeah, it's I guess if you hold it in long enough, the phone will shut down. But I just hold it in for just long enough for me to say, who's singing this song? And it comes right back.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Now, I'm just curious. When you hold it, do you have to wait for the sound? Or are you just press and hold and start talking? Or do you wait a second before you start talking?
No, I hear the little sound that kind of tells me it's listening.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because I still have a home button, so when I upgrade, I want to, you know, some things that I'll need to know when I get there.
Chris Ann, do you remember, it's kind of niggling in the back of my mind that you have to turn that side button on in settings to do that. Do you remember if you had to or not?
I think it is, and I must have done it way back, because that was a setting that I never played with when I upgraded it. I probably had it like that, and it left a lot of my old settings as is, just like my app switcher. I think I've talked about it before, where I've got the back tap for the app switcher. It left that alone, and things like that that I might have set up back in previous issues, and it's still there.
Well, that was what I was thinking, that at some point you probably turned that on, because I think you have to turn that on in settings for it to do that.
I'll tell you, if I didn't have a home button, you better believe that's what I'd do, because I just don't know. That whole home button thing, that lack of the home button, does not thrill me in the least little bit.
You know, I haven't had a home button for quite a while now, and I don't miss it at all.
Yeah, it could be a little tough. I've known a lot of people that have upgraded their phones, and they actually do pretty good without the home button. A couple things I'll probably have to get used to. I do have an iPad Mini 5 that has a home button, but it also reacts to the gestures of like an iPhone without the home button, meaning like swiping from the top right down. You know, you get swiped down to the second beep and you're in notifications, or from the bottom up, the first beep is home. I forget what the other ones do, because I don't use my iPad too often. So I just trial and error when I use it, but I don't have too much trouble doing the swipes.
Okay, just going back a little bit. I just did a hard reboot on my phone. Now it's identifying songs just fine.
Oh, that's good. And sometimes when things don't work, a reboot or a restart is always helpful. I've always done that with computers and routers, because it kind of resets itself a little bit. It's always a good habit to get into.
I always do. Computers, whatever, I always say, reboot it first before you get into anything else, because 9 times out of 10, that'll fix most things.
Which bring back that old joke, at least for IT guys, like the first question, or even when you call your cable company, did you try unplugging it, plugging it back in first?
Now, the one thing I notice not having the home button is they tell you that you're supposed to put your finger down on the corner of the screen and slide it up once, and you hear a little pop, and you slide it up a second time, and it takes you to your dock. Now, mine doesn't always work that way, but what it does do is it will take you to the last, when you swipe up like that, and I can't remember if it's the first pop or the second pop, it'll take you to the last app that you were using. So I don't know, again, if that's something because I have this app switcher thing set the way it is or whatever, but getting to the dock for me, for some reason, isn't as easy as they make it sound when they tell people, well, if you don't have a home button, all you're going to have to do is slide your finger up and you'll get it. And I don't know if that's just my phone or what.
As far as I know, maybe I'll go and grab my iPad just to see the gestures. Like I said, I don't use it often. You said a second swipe. I believe you just keep swiping up. So, like, say if you put your finger at the bottom, you'll hear like a pop. You slide up, the first pop is home, and but you keep on going to hear a second pop, and then that'll bring you to whatever option that is.
So it doesn't say, it just makes the pop. It doesn't recognize what it is verbally.
Yeah, usually mine does if voiceover is on. Once it pops, I let my finger up, and then it says it.
Yeah, I just did it, and the first pop took me to settings because that was the last thing I was looking at, which is okay. When you know that that's what it does, and then you can use your app switcher if you want to go to a different app, or I don't really play around a lot with trying to get it. I think if you do it, if you're on settings right now, maybe if I slid it up again, it would take me to the home screen. I think I haven't done that for a while.
320. I always find that I always call it the home screen. When it pops a second time, usually that's the home screen now. Let's see.
I got it. Music, 3:26 p.m. Ricky Nelson, Believe What You Say, Apple Music button.
Okay. It's the last thing I had open, so it didn't take me to home screen anyway.
Okay, I've asked this question before, and I remember part of it, but obviously I don't remember all of it. And that is how to delete messages and delete text.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second there, Susie, just because I have my iPad in hand. So to get to the dock, what I do is I swipe up to the first pop, which is home, and then the dock is always right at the bottom of the screen. So I just go down to the bottom of the screen. App Switcher is the second one. Hopefully you guys can hear this. I'm going to find
dock, mail.
Oop. Hang on.
Files.
Okay, there it goes.
Music.
Nope, I took too long.
Music. Clock, 3:27 p.m.
Okay, that's the home. So now I'm going to do it again, but I'm going to go for the second pop.
App Switcher. Test smarter patient. Active.
So now it's on App Switcher. Oops, hang on, let me unkey.
Okay, I just did it. And it was. The first pop took me to settings because that was the last app I had been using. Then I kept my finger in place and slid it up a second time, and it popped, and it took me to the dock, to the home screen.
Yeah, mine pops three times. Once it's the third time pops, it's in the switcher.
Correct. Yeah, because the first pop is just letting you know that you can swipe. So that's why we're calling it the first and second pop to what it does. Because if the first pop doesn't do anything, it's just letting you know you're ready to swipe. I think that's what you mean, right?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm not sure who he's talking to, but I agree with you. Yeah, the first pop really doesn't do anything. Just lets you know you got another pop coming if you decide to do it by sliding up.
Correct. So, yeah. So, again, I don't count the first pop, but you're right. It is three pops. Yeah, I was talking to Terry there, Susie. I think it was Susie asked. The same at the top of the screen. You know, the first pop just means you're ready to go. You swipe down the first pop. I forget what it does. And then the second pop is notifications. Again, I use it. I forget what it does. I just trial and error until I get to where I want to go.
Okay, so when you do that pop thing and then you get to App Switcher, then the App Switcher behaves the same way as it always did, where you, like if you want to close an app, you point to it and then you swipe up with three fingers the normal way.
As far as I know, yes, at least for me it does, although I don't use the three finger. I get to an app the one I want, swipe left and right. I swipe up once, and it either says, it says activate or close app. Then I double tap on that app. Then I flick left. If I want to close that too, I just double tap. For me, anyway, on my phone, it stays on close app. And then you swipe left, you know. So if you want to close them all, I just like swipe left, double tap, swipe left, double tap, left or right, depending where you are. Or, you know, and if there's no more that way, then go the other way. So I don't have to three finger swipe. To me, it's easier instead of, because I use my thumb, instead of swiping left to the app, then moving your hand three finger up, then back to your thumb, swipe left, and three, you know, moving your hand. Three. So I don't know if that helps, but if you're fine with three fingers, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
See, all those motions for me, yeah, the app switcher and to get it to the pop thing and to open and close the app when you get to it. I swipe up with one finger and double tap with one. I only use one finger, my index finger.
I usually use the one finger too. I get to the third pop. I'm in the app switcher. I'll go left or right, find the app that if I got two or three open, get on one of them. I'll flip up on it. It'll say, you know, delete whatever. I can't remember what it was. Close, I think close. And then a lot of times I'll land on the next one. I'll flip up with one finger to that one. Double tap, it closes. I just use one finger.
Wow, that's interesting that you use your thumb, Hank, because I've never used my thumb since I've gotten an iPhone, ever. That's interesting. We don't want Susie's question to get left in the shuffle there. So if you remember what that is, let's go ahead and address that so it doesn't get lost.
Okay, Susie, I think, and I may get corrected on this. If you want to delete messages in message, I just did it. And when I double tapped on the message section, it opened it up. It came in on edit. I double tapped edit, and then there's a select messages button there, which I double tapped on that. And then I flicked right click down to the messages, and as I came to each message, I double tapped each message, and it said selected. Then I kept flicking right. It came down to the, I forget what they call it, the bar, some kind of bar. I forgot what the name of it was. And one in the choice, one of there is delete. And you can just double tap on delete, and it'll ask you more or less to confirm it. You got to double tap delete again, and it cleaned them out. So that's what I did.
Yep, that's a nice way of deleting multiple messages. If you just want to delete one, kind of what I do is I go to the open messages, go to the message I want to delete. Obviously, you can't do it when it's open, but when you have your list of messages, you know, one from Terry, one from Mar, you know, whatever. If I want to delete Mar's message, I normally swipe up because I believe delete is at the bottom. I swipe up, it'll say delete, double tap on it, and it'll ask you to confirm. If you swipe down, you know, you can pin the message, you can mark as read or unread. But I believe it's at the bottom, so I always swipe up for delete. If I want to mark as unread, I swipe down.
Yeah, that works for me also.
That's how I usually do mine. I do it the long way, not the simple way like Parker. But Parker's saying it's a neat way of doing it, but he's got a better memory than I do. I just do it the hard way.
Any other questions? Stop.
I noticed that when you're reading things, it may be a little lengthy, like a long email or an article that you get in an email or something. There are times when you can be sitting there and not touching your screen at all, and all of a sudden VoiceOver just stops. I don't know if it's trying to go paragraph by paragraph or what it's seeing that makes it stop. It doesn't happen all the time, you know, and you just put your finger back on the screen and, you know, get it going again. But that's kind of strange.
Susie, did what we told you, did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you. And I actually recorded it, so that makes it even better.
Okay, good. I was going to demo because I do have a message I can delete. If you'd like me, I'll delete it on key, or if not, was it just messages? I thought you said 8 messages and something else.
The text, when people leave text, or I send text, it's like it's a lot of times what it's hanging on to is not necessarily what somebody else has sent me, but what I've sent someone else. So does it work the same way?
Yes. Because a text message is just going to tell you what the last message was, whether you sent it or they sent it. It's always when you're in the list of all your messages, it's just going to read what the last message was, regardless of who sent it, even if you're in a group.
Okay. But if you would delete one with the key down so we can hear it, that would help. Thanks.
Okay, give me a second to lock the key here. All right. Let's see. Hopefully this is not too fast.
Calendar, Wednesday, September 25th. Messages, 1 unread message.
Messages, 1 unread messages. Double tap.
Messages, edit, button. Compose, button. Messages, heading. Search field. Dictate, button. Conversations. Randy Sama, unread. LOL, no series of Henry in my AirPods. And I said Henry, and it was it. Weather now, light rain soon. Expected to start in
Sorry, weather interrupted. So I'm going to swipe left and right just so you could hear that. Okay.
Dictate. Conversations. Randy Sama. Unread. LOL. No series of Henry in my AirPods. And I said Henry, and it was it. And you texted me.
Okay, that was kind of fast. You don't need to hear. But I'm going to swipe up because, again, for me, it's just faster.
Drag item.
Drag item.
Delete.
Delete. Double tap.
Alert. This conversation will be deleted from all your devices.
This conversation will be deleted from all your devices.
Delete.
I'm swiping right. So delete. I swiped right. It says delete. I'm going to swipe one more just so you can hear.
Cancel. Button.
And that's cancel. So I'm going to swipe back left.
Delete. Button.
Double tap.
Conversations. And Nancy Sombrero. Yes. Yesterday.
Okay, thanks. I sure am glad that you repeated what it said because there's no way I could understand that.
I thought that might have been the case. I should have slowed it down before I demoed it, but that's why I was repeating.
Yeah, man, I couldn't talk that fast. but some people have their voice really fast like that. And I'm like, whoa.
I know, it's amazing that they can understand it. I wish I could that fast.
Mikey does too, and that's why he reads his books.
For a book, I could not read it that fast. And I only have mine at 70%. I know people that have it at 100. So it's even faster than that. I don't know how they do it. Even on their computer, their JAWS, their NVDA. It's just a
bit of. One night, some people were here, and John Harris was here too. And he was messing with my phone something. And he almost laughed me out of the condo because mine was so slow.
I don't know. I'm not sure really. You know, sometimes I can understand it, but it's almost like it messes with my head when it's that fast. It's like it's turbocharged and I can't keep up with it.
What might help, and this is something I was going to bring up earlier, it's not really a help or a tidbit, but the voice might help. On my computer, I like Eloquence. I've been using it for like 20 years. I've tried to vocalize their voices. They sound robotic to me, which is funny enough because everybody says Eloquence sounds robotic. But to me, I understand it clear as day. The vocalizer voices, you know, I figured I'd put a nice pretty woman's voice on there. I cannot get used to it. On the iPhone, on the other hand, a lot of people like Alex or male voice. I use the default Siri voice. It's just the one that cuts through and I can understand the best. So trying different voices might help as far as maybe to speed it up or to make it clearer. And the thing I was going to say earlier was somebody was just mentioning, I think it was Carrie. You guys know Carrie. That with the new iPhone 18. iOS 18, excuse me, that they've really changed the voices. They think they're making them sound more natural, but they talk really weird, like too much inflection in the voices. Has anybody who has 18, have you noticed that? Like their voices are, in her eyes, getting worse instead of better.
No, I haven't noticed any difference at all. I use Siri. I think it's Siri 2. Everybody said she sounded like Wendy, Parker's daughter, at one time when I was sending some recordings around. But no, I haven't noticed any change. I heard the same thing, but mine is very clear. Let's see. Hey, Siri, what's the weather?
It's currently cloudy and 65 degrees. Today's high will be 66, and the low will be 57 degrees.
I like that.
I haven't really noticed any difference either. And Terry, it does not sound like my daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounded clear. Is the voiceover, do you use the same voice for voiceover than Siri? Because that was Siri talking there. And I use, if you use 2 and it's female, then I use 4. I can never remember if it's 3 or 4. The default. I just don't like the other voices. Like a lot of people like Samantha, Alex, Nikki. I always go back to Siri, I guess it's 4.
I guess it was the voiceover that I changed at one time. And it was a guy's voice. But it was very, very clear. I couldn't decide if he was Southern or what. But then recently, I guess I had an update on my phone, and he's gone, and I don't know how to find him. But the voice that's on there, I guess it's the Siri voice, maybe. Well, I don't know who she is. But she's very clear. But have you noticed that with text messages, used to when I'd get a text message, it would just, I'd get this sound. Well, now I get the sound and it just starts reading it.
Now, I'm not sure. This is the voiceover, but I can't remember which one it is. I'll let you hear it.
Learn more button. Learn more button. Maybe. Nancy's profile, button, kids' profile, button, new, button, edit profiles, button, learn more, button.
That probably doesn't give you, I need to find something that will actually read.
Yeah, I use Alex. That's the one I found I can hear the best.
Yeah, I like Alex. That one is Samantha, Terry. That's the one that has been with iPhone ever since the beginning.
Yeah, and that sounded fine, the same. Now, are you on iOS 18? Because that's where I hear the changes. I think you said you are. That some, a lot of the voices, like too much inflections, like, you got a message from Terry Burden, or something weird like that.
Really? No? Yes, I am using 18. And not... that was it. Sounds good. I haven't tried any other voices. I might play around with that.
Yeah, I've got 18 also, and I have not noticed it either.
Might be the voices that she's using or that other people are using that say that, because she did say the advanced voices, or enhanced, not advanced, voices are doing it. If you're using the defaults, I think the advanced ones, they try to make it better or more inflection and stuff. Any other questions? Unless you still got more questions, want more details on this?
Well, on the voices, if you're looking for the, well, there's one voice setting and it always gives the names, but then there's another one that just gives numbers. So which one gives you numbers and which one gives you names?
Not quite sure what you mean. I think the numbers, the one I've seen with numbers, it's like the Siri voices. So, like, say if you go into speech, voiceover speech, and then you're in the list where Alex, Nikki, and all that. If you double tap on Siri, it'll say Siri 1, Siri 2, Siri 3, Siri 4, Siri 5. Unfortunately, it doesn't tell you if it's male or female. You just have to tap on each one and hopefully get the demo of what each one sounds like. So I think it goes male, female, and then the number five is non-binary.
Okay. Well, that night he told what number it was.
If you want to go with the default, if you want male, I would try voice one or three. And if it ends up being a female, then do two and four. Those are the male voices for the default Siri voice. But there are other male voices, of course, you know, in English, South African, or I forget what the Australian, you know, all kinds of voices, depending which, you know, what you like.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll play with it a little bit. But the one, this Siri voice that it's back to now, she's okay, but I just got accustomed to him. I think it was three, but not.
Okay. Just like I said, that's the theory with the numbers. Any other questions or tidbits?
One that I haven't played with is they call it vocal shortcuts. And apparently you can set up voice commands for various things that you want to do on your phone. I heard someone talk this morning about they called their vocal shortcut Casey, and then they could listen. They used it when they wanted to hear the Casey Kasem countdown.
that was on their radio station. So I have no idea how that works. But, you know, that's another whole new thing to play with, I guess.
I wonder what the difference between that is and the regular shortcuts. Because on the regular shortcuts, you can have it, like, for instance, I have a thing, if I want to check out currency, I have a thing where I say, you know, either hey Siri or press the button and say check this bill, and it automatically opens up what's that Microsoft thing, Seeing AI. And it goes right to the currency channel of Seeing AI, and it identifies the bill. And so I'm wondering what the difference between the two types of shortcuts is.
I wonder if that's like what Parker and I were talking about earlier about different terminology. Maybe that's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have to look into that. There are some apps have built-in shortcuts you don't have to set up. I'd like to look into more into shortcuts. I just have not messed with them because I believe you can ask her call a volunteer and it'll automatically call Be My Eyes volunteer. So you don't have to open up the app and look for the button to double tap on or anything. You could tell it to take a selfie. I think that one's already integrated. But you can also create, I think, hey, lady, I don't set anybody's off, calls it routines. So you could ask her, you know, or tell her in the morning, just good morning, and start playing the news, turn on your coffee maker, change your temperature, say, you know, if you have it set to, you know, like if you like it cool at night to crank up the heat in the winter or something like that, or stuff like that. So like you have multiple things at once, or turn on the lights if you have smart lights and things as well. So you could just say one thing, which is kind of cool.
I don't know if this is an Apple or a Chase thing, but I noticed several months ago when I was paying my Chase credit card, after I got through and made the payment, there was a choice there that says, turn on Siri shortcut. And I did, and now all I have to do is say, you know who, pay my credit card. And she takes it right to that point in the Chase app, and it's just real simple. So I don't know if that's Apple or if that's Chase that's doing that.
I saw that too, Parker. I think it's within the Chase app. I'm almost positive.
A little of both. I think it's, well, Apple implemented it, but it for companies to take advantage of it. So that's actually Chase doing it, but Apple is, you know, obviously their technology. Because there's several things you can do. Here's a tidbit for everybody, which thanks for telling me about Chase, is I learned, because I always hated all the swiping, I think you can do it with Apple Cash, Venmo, and PayPal. You can just tell her, you know, I could say, send $50 to Mar through Venmo. And she says, okay. I think she asked you to verify it or something, but you know, she'll say, okay, sending $50 to Mar. Don't get excited, Mar. I'm not sending you $50 right now.
Well, I'll tell you, though, that you know, being able to tell her, tell you know who to send that it cuts out several steps. Really speeds it up.
Yeah. You just have to make sure that somebody didn't get your phone in their hands, that you didn't want it in there. That's the only thing that scares me a little bit about the simplicity of some of this stuff. Well, gosh, Hank, I thought you were going to send me $50. Doggone it.
Well, in the case of the Chase app, Mar, it takes you through the Chase login. In my case, I use Face ID. So if it doesn't recognize my face, it won't do it.
Oh, okay. So I've got the Touch ID for mine. So it would require my Touch ID in order to actually start the process.
Yes, you'd have to use your fingerprint to start the process or to get it logged in.
Correct. Yeah, it won't just do it just by saying it. It might do it if your phone's already unlocked. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've done it, but I think it still asks you, just like making a purchase or something. It still wants to re-verify that that's what you want to do. But yeah.
Gosh, this has been a helpful hour. I'm so glad I set my reminder last night.
I'm so glad that we were able to make it work. And thanks again, Hank, for coming on board and being there, because you are such a wealth of information.
Oh, you're welcome. I mean, you guys have some information too. You know, that's what I like about this class is, you know, everybody shares and talks and we ping off each other and stuff. So after here, I'll send a text to Cheryl and let her know we had a good class today. That'll make her happy.
Oh, great. I'd appreciate that. We're coming close to the end, but is there anything else that anybody wants to bring up?
Yeah, thanks to you, Mark, as well, and Hank and everybody for helping out with this class. It really does. It is a great class because everybody participates.
I look forward to it. I really do. And thanks to Terry for recording it. And Cheryl will be back in 2 weeks. And so everybody have a wonderful week, and we'll see you again somewhere down the line.